From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The investigation continues into the dramatic weekend assaults in the Iraqi city of Fallujah. U.S. officials now say the attacks were carried out by Iraqis rather than militants from outside the country. And the military today offered new insights into those involved in what are considered the boldest attacks by insurgents so far. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
Who planned the weekend attacks in Fallujah? Who had the skill and training for a coordinated assault in broad daylight on three Iraqi security buildings with such devastating results? It was Iraqis, said Brigadier General Mark Kimmett today. Four guerrillas killed in the two-hour battle and two who were wounded and are now in American custody are Iraqi citizens.
It would appear to us that the size of the attack and the tactics that were used, that these were an organization, possibly paramilitary, possibly former regime elements in the former Iraqi army.
Early reports blame the violence on outsiders from Lebanon and Iran. American officials have softened their position on outside groups, but still do not rule it out. An investigation continues among those brought in for questioning, Fallujah's mayor, who quit his job on the day of the attacks. Brigadier General Kimmett suggested there is suspicion the attackers could have had inside help. There are reports that the attackers were allowed to set up checkpoints in the city, warn merchants not to open, and cut a communications line to the police department. These are questions that may be put to Fallujah's mayor.
If those questions lead the coalition forces to suspect that he may somehow have been involved in the loss of life of 25 Iraqi police members, I would suspect we're going to be holding him for quite some time.
In Fallujah today, gunfire cracked in the streets outside the headquarters of the Iraqi Civil Defense Corps, one of the targets of the weekend raid. Iraqis inside the gates were prepared for another attack. This time, American soldiers had joined them, and at the sound of shooting, they drew their guns. Fallujah is a town proud of the armed resistance to the American occupation. On the town walls, graffiti proclaims, "It is a religious duty to steal from the Americans, a religious duty to kill Americans." However, there is anger here over the attacks on the police station, even though Iraqi police are considered to be cooperating with American forces. In this tribal town, policemen are linked by blood and clan to the city. At the local hospital, there are still 25 wounded policemen and civilians recovering. Dr. Ahmed Tahir Sultan is a first-year resident in the Fallujah hospital.
A lot of Iraqi people were dying. This is not a good thing here. So here, if you want to fight the American, go. If you fight the Iraqi people, it's something else. So they were angry, very angry.
Angry because it is their relatives who have been killed. So many here believe it had to be outsiders and not local Fallujah militants who carried out the attacks, says Dr. Ali Hamas and the chief surgeon in the hospital, Dr. Erfrat Abdul Hussein.
These people are coming from outside of Iraq. I think that.
Attacker, you mean the attacker? I believe this idea.
These doctors say they were overwhelmed by the number of wounded brought here on Saturday. The hospital was overrun, they say, when relatives stormed in seeking revenge because they heard that some of the attackers were brought here for treatment. Deborah Amos, NPR News.